Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A WWE Legends huge offer from AEW, a UFC champion's pitch for a WrestleMania moment, and an NXT run that Matt Cardona wants to forget. For Wednesday, September the 9th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
He's an All-American. He's a former UFC champion. I never thought I would fight him, but Brock Lesnar, get your ass in here.
Brock Lesnar and DC, Daniel Cormier, sizing each other up in the octagon. So DC's back in the news today. He was chatting to Ariel Helwani on ESPN MMA, and he wants a marquee WWE WrestleMania match, but not just any WrestleMania match. He wants a match against a man that he is incredibly familiar with from the Octagon. He is sizing up a match at WrestleMania against Brock Lesnar. Cormier on ESPN MMA said, quote, "I want to wrestle with Brock in the WWE. That's where I want to fight Brock. I want to fight him on his terms. Two old guys in the UFC Octagon going at it. Boy, me and Brock at WrestleMania, that would be a good time." At one point, UFC did try and make this happen, as we heard there. However, Lesnar was retired from MMA at that point. It didn't end up happening. Cormier really feels that the story of these two could be told in the wrestling ring. Sort of akin to what we had recently that didn't quite shape up between Brock Lesnar and Cain Velasquez. I think that's what they were attempting. They were attempting something big there that didn't pan out. I mean, also bear in mind that Brock Lesnar is now a free agent. But you never know, do you? All the talk that we made earlier on last week about how Brock Lesnar is now a free agent, it wouldn't shock me if between now and April we get to a point where we could have Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Cormier at WrestleMania. Would not surprise me at all if we ended up there. And I think DC could actually be a great addition to wrestling. I feel like he's somebody that could transition quite well. Amazing track run in the Octagon. The first man, one of very few men, rather, to hold two division championships, lightweight and the heavyweight championship. I feel like him and Brock could potentially put on a bit of a wrestling clinic in the right circumstances. This is certainly one, I think, to keep an eye on.
A legend in his own time, Mr. 619. The man who, along with Sikosis, inspired me to pursue the path of professional wrestling, Rey Mysterio Jr.
One of the greatest of all time, Rey Mysterio Jr. really opened my eyes during his time in ECW and then WCW, becoming a WWE and WWE World Heavyweight Champion, breaking the mold in every possible way.
So that's Rey Mysterio stepping out at All In. Remember that one when AEW was still a bit of a pipe dream? It was during Wrestling Observer Radio that Dave Meltzer sheds a little bit of light on how close Rey Mysterio came to being a part of AEW at all. Meltzer said that Rey could have jumped to AEW and they'd made him quite the offer to do so. Quote, Rey could have gone to AEW. Rey got a huge offer to go to AEW. And he stayed. That's a feather in the cap too. I don't want to say they owe him because they didn't owe anything to anyone, but Rey had no contract. Rey could have walked into AEW in the middle of this program. The idea that Rey Mysterio could have, halfway through the Seth Rollins angle, just turned up on Dynamite, it's very tantalizing, isn't it? Dave goes on to say, he wasn't going to do it because he's Rey and he told them he wouldn't. And no matter what, he wouldn't. The point is, though, that legally he could have done. Obviously, Rey wants to see his son thrive in the wrestling industry. So a big pull, I think, on him not making that leap would have been the plans for Dominic Mysterio. But we can forever dream on the idea of what could have been had Rey Mysterio, after having his eye gouged out by Seth Rollins, just turned up on Dynamite. That could have been a thing.
This Thunderdome is only a facade. Behind this mountain of screens is the same foundation, the same WWE as before, the same behemoth who discarded and disowned us, leaving us to survive in an unfair world where the powerful continue to grow while we are left to feed on nothing but the scraps of contempt.
But contempt is a powerful motivator. We are driven to destroy, to lay waste to every superstar and every fan. Blinded, you cannot see what you do not have. So the locus of contempt will feed upon all of you. The darkness of retribution will seep into the pores of every superstar and all of your so-called universe. We are retribution.
So that is the voices of retribution being added to Monday Night Raw. Now, those voices sound bit familiar, maybe. At least two of them do. So during Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer confirmed that one of the members in the group is a main roster member. We heard what we believe to be the voices of Mia Yim and the voice of Dominik Dijakovic. Now, Dave Meltzer adds one of the others is Mojo Rawley. Now, Meltzer said, it doesn't mean that he's going to be unmasked. It seems likely, though, that he's been a part of the group for quite some time and he could potentially be a full-time member of the group. We know that we've had certain members of Retribution that have swapped in and out over the past few weeks whilst they decide who is going to be who, but it certainly looks as if three of the members are finalized in Mojo Rawley, Dominik Dijakovic, and Mia Yim. Mojo would make sense, actually, because the MO for Retribution does, as you can tell from the words there, does seem to be that they've been discarded or cast aside by WWE. And Mojo, who's somebody that has been very stop-start since joining the main roster, there is certainly a reason for him to be a part of this movement. It certainly makes sense that he could be a part of this operation. I think there's something to be said for that. I'm fine with Mojo Rawley being part of Retribution. I think we're close to getting a reveal as to who is who in this group. And hopefully it'll lead to something strong from there. They do have a habit, to WWE, of sometimes just sort of losing track of where they're going. So fingers crossed there is an end on this journey. Now, as you may recall, Marty Jannetty was in the news a month or so ago following a Facebook post in which he claimed to kill a man in 1973 and hide his body. There was an investigation launched by the Columbus Police Department as well. Yesterday, on Facebook, Marty cleared up some of the issues from his original posts. This is some abbreviation from the Facebook post that Marty Jannetty shared. He said, quote, "I did not murder that man. It was just the beginning of a damn wrestling storyline. But oh my God, didn't the world buy it? All major news outlets worldwide jumped on this story. It got so hot I had to drop it. When my Columbus, Georgia Police Department got involved, I knew I had to drop it. I even got pulled out of line at the Atlanta airport headed to Boston. My TSA security brothers mostly laughing and getting autographs. But I had to let it go. It got too hot. I wanted to call the good people at the Columbia Police Department and tell them, nah, don't waste taxpayers' money nor your valuable time. It was just a wrestling storyline. But my brother Gino said, no, lay low, because they might want to make the newspapers. Very correct. The creator of the long-living barbershop window scene just shook up the world again. And I wasn't even finished. Looking back, I should have done a few things differently. I should have called CPD first and told them what was up. But that's how I do it. Maybe old school, but it works, doesn't it? By the way, the rest of the storyline was to be my friend Darren Kelly, who really was a correction officer, was to redeem himself by serving justice on me to earn back his stripes in a match stipulated with if he wins, he takes me in peace. If I win, he leave me alone. But sadly now, we won't get to do that storyline. P.S. There is some truth in the original story. That's how you add on and it seems all true. So the story, in the sense that there was somebody that dealt him weed when he, in 1973, there was an assault of some kind, but Marty Jannetty says it was not a murder, it was a wrestling storyline. So, yeah.
Bring the bell!
Former Impact World Champion Tessa Blanchard makes her first in-ring appearance since leaving Impact and since the COVID-19 pandemic. So Tessa Blanchard, as we know, was stripped of the Impact Championship, having no desire to return to Impact, nor cut promos about a return to Impact. So she ended up being released by the company. Blanchard is set to headline the first of several Warrior Wrestling Stadium Series events that are taking place in Chicago. And it's going to be her defending the WWE Women's Championship against Kylie Rae. Also slated for the Warrior Wrestling event that Tessa is on is Impact Stars TJB and Alex Shelley and Kimberly, Chris Bay and the Rascals, NWA Women's Champion Thunder Rosa, indie standouts like Warhorse and Dan the Dad, and AEW stars Brian Cage and Joey Janela. Speaking of Joey Janela, he is going to be involved in a no disqualification tag team match tonight on AEW Dynamite.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers.
With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit UH1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
He's teaming with Sonny Kiss to face Jake Hager and Chris Jericho. This could be an intriguing match for both of them. Also tonight on Dynamite, we have an appearance by Matt Hardy following his fall at All Out. Jon Moxley, who will speak following his title offense at All Out. Kip Sabian is going to reveal the best man for his wedding. And Mr. Brody Lee will defend his TNT Championship against Dustin Rhodes. Jack will be here tomorrow to break down AEW Dynamite graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. Update on Ivar from the Viking Raiders. Todd Smith, otherwise known as, tweeted out, "From the bottom of my heart, thank you to every single friend, family and fan who has reached out to me. My heart is truly touched from all of the love and support. Still figuring it all out, but I am working hard to recover and be better than ever. Love you all." That came from Ivar's social media account yesterday evening. WWE also offered an update saying during the 8-man tag team match on Monday Night Raw, Ivar suffered a cervical injury on a Viking dive to the floor. As a precaution, Ivar was transported to a local hospital and is expected to make a full recovery. Speaking on his Twitch stream, AJ Styles defended some of the new social media policy WWE has been putting in. This has been a hot topic throughout the week, this has. So there are changes coming to the way WWE does social media, in particular the way that its talent does social media, by whereby you can't use your WWE persona on third-party platforms without going through WWE, is how it seems to be shaking down. Now, AJ Styles said, "From the contact that I've had and the information I got, WWE does want us to interact with our fans, and that means streaming. They want this to happen. They want you to have a YouTube channel. What we know was a little vague at first, but we're going to talk about things that need to happen. There were things going on that we knew we couldn't do. But times have changed. It's a weird one. We did different things, and it was borderline whether we knew we could do it or not. Streaming is not going to be taken away. YouTube is not going to be taken away. There will be changes in other areas, I'm sure of it, but I don't know exactly where that is. I'll say one more time. WWE wants us to stream and interact with our fans. Don't stress out about bad guy WWE. It is not like that. Things have changed. It's a great place to work. I'll let my own children work for this company." Speaking of social media with WWE, Alexa Bliss is launching her own podcast series through WWE. Uncool with Alexa Bliss lands on September the 22nd. Each Tuesday, Alexa will be sitting down with WWE stars and celebrities, and they're going to talk about all things uncool, awkward first dates, fashion faux pas. Nothing is off limits. For the first episode, we know that The Miz, Lance Bass, Nikki and Brie Bella, Ryan Cabrera, James Inglehart, Nikki Glaser, Taylor Hanson, John Heder, and loads of others are going to be guest appearing on the show. And Uncool is going to be taking listeners, as the press release says, down memory lane by reliving embarrassing, quirky tweed moments and reminiscing about younger years while offering laughs along the way. Fans will get to see just how cool it is to be uncool. Tahuti Miles, NXT semi-regular, had a match against Velveteen Dream on NXT last night with a brand new name, now known as Ashante The Adonis. It's a name change from Miles' real name to a WWE exclusive name. And we didn't last too long in the match, but he did get a bit in, and it looks as if we're getting a full-on character change from Miles to Adonis. He was a US Army veteran who played Division I football before getting into pro wrestling. Debuted on the Indies back in 2018, had a run with Ring of Honor, and was signed by WWE in December of 2018. He was on Raw, do you remember? Back getting battered by Braun Strowman in a handicap match. He's been a part of 205 Live, made random appearances on NXT here and there. He actually made his Raw debut in April during the Performance Center era when he lost to Angel Garza. So possibly a big push in line for the artist now formerly known as Tahuti Miles. In his first defense of the NXT North American Championship, Damian Priest will be facing Timothy Thatcher on NXT next week. That is one of two title matches confirmed for next week's show. The tag champions Breezango will be defending their belts against former champions Imperium as well. Marcel Barthel and Fabian Aichner lining up for a rematch. The women's champion Io Shirai is taking on Shotzi Blackheart in a non-title match. And no doubt we'll hear more from the new NXT champion. That was crowned on last night's Super Tuesday. We will talk all about NXT on NXT Super Tuesday Graded. It'll be on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a little later on. Ring of Honor's Pure Championship Tournament kicks off this week, and the blocks have been revealed for the tournament. So Block A is going to see Jay Lethal face Dalton Castle, Dave Finley face Rocky Romero, Rust Taylor go against Tracy Williams, and Fred Yehi take on Silas Young. Block B will see Joshua Gresham versus Wheeler Yuta, Matt Sydal versus Delirious, Josh Woods and Kenny King going one-on-one, and Tony Deppen facing PJ Black. Some cracking matches in just the first two blocks. Yen Press made the announcement that New Japan Academy is coming to their manga comic book publication series soon. It's going to be available on all digital platforms starting in October. It is a manga comic book which will see Naito as a teenager in an academy called New Japan Academy, aiming to become the champion. There's been a fair few manga comic books in the past. Ultimate Muscle, I like to point you towards. It became an anime and a video game as well. And Kinnikuman, which is the story of an alien prince wrestling in tournaments to save the universe. You know, that old chestnut. And in an interview with Fightful Select, AEW star Matt Cardona has revealed that whilst they got on as mates, he hated working with Mojo Rawley. We bookend with Mojo Rawley news. It's like we planned it. Matt says, I love Mojo personally. I hated working with him professionally. It was Triple H who had the idea to put us together. And if it was Triple H's idea, it was an opportunity for me. It was because of going down to NXT so often, I ended up moving to Orlando. And it's because of Mojo, really, that I met Chelsea Green, because I met her in Orlando. So really, I've got to thank Mojo for all of this. He was always a hard worker, always wanted to try different things, always wanted to learn. But at the point where we became the hype bros on WWE TV, I was kind of over it already. We'd already been doing the Hype Bros thing for a year or so in NXT, not really going anywhere in NXT, just being there. I somehow became the Intercontinental Champion, but the day before, I'm at Access and I'm teaming with Mojo as the Hype Brothers. I got injured, and the first thing that popped into my mind was, oh my God, yes, the Hype Bros are done. Then Mojo went on to win WrestleMania Battle Royal that year, and I was like, oh my God, they're definitely done. But I ended up coming back, making my big comeback in a backstage pre-tape with Mojo saying, I'm back, bro. Then we worked on the kickoff match against Epico and Primo. And I'm like, well, back to the Hype Bros again. He has a great promo. He can do it all vocally and in the ring. I think he's great too. I think he's a great, great heel. I think as a babyface, he's too annoying for me personally. Sometimes I would literally facepalm and shake my head on the apron for real when we were teaming. But I actually love working Mojo, believe it or not. A lot of fun. And he listens and he's good. I can't believe I just said that publicly. That's Matt saying that, not me, by the way. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel today, NXT Super Tuesday Graded. We'll break down what happened on the night where we crowned a brand new undisputed NXT champion. Check out as well Cultaholic.com today for details on Kurt Angle possibly joining AEW and details on the injury that Ivar suffered on Monday Night Raw. The latest on the Cultaholic on Cultaholic.com for you right now. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic later tonight. It's Wednesday, which means it is Jack and Owen saving Sunderland. Football Manager continues unless Owen gets sacked. Hopefully he won't. In Football Manager, not from Cultaholic. Just to clear that up. And on the podcast feed, if you haven't checked it out already, Matthew, Greg and myself back for a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. We are watching every single episode of SmackDown from the very beginning, and we are in the fallout of Backlash 2000, the night The Rock became the WWF champion. That is on the podcast feed for you to download right now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.